this morning I would like to give you my phone number and address before we get started. I have a special reason for that, so please be sure to copy it down if you have a paper and pencil handy. Phone number is 656-9576. That's 717-656-9576. The address is 234 Pleasant Valley Road, East Earl, Pennsylvania, 17519. And I would also like to invite you to our Saturday morning Bible study. We do that each Saturday morning at 7:30. This is an interactive Bible study, and it's at 218-862-1300, and the phone number is 525-819. And when I say interactive, at the end of the study, we open it up for questions and answers. Okay, again, that phone number is 218-862-1300, ID number 525-819. That's to join us live on a Saturday morning at 7:30. Good morning. This is Moses Stolzfus, and I would like to speak to you this morning regarding the spirit of man. And what inspired this, last night we had a Bible study, and we're studying through the book, The Upward Call by John Koblenz. And on page 57, it says, "In his fallen state, man no longer bears the image of God as he did in creation. Man's spirit died. His mind was darkened. His will came under the bondage of sin. All of his faculties have been tainted by sin, twisted and bent away from devotion to God and given over to his own control. And so by his sin, man fell from the place of bringing glory to God. Marred by sin, man became a shame and a disgrace. Any understanding of man that fails to take this truth into account is riddled with error. Many today believe God is inherently good in direct contradiction to this biblical truth. Many believe that man has hidden potential and needs only to be taught how to bring it out. Seminars and books are offered to develop this hidden potential. It is true, man does have potential. It is true that training can develop hidden talents. But developing a person's talent will not restore the image of God in man. A cultured sinner, a talented sinner, an educated sinner, a professional sinner, a prosperous sinner, a likable sinner. These are all still sinners, fallen from God and spiritually dead." Now, this is not necessarily the study that we want to do this morning, but think about that. All these different sinners, they are still a sinner. And they are fallen from God, and they are spiritually dead. They are not alive in Christ. The connection between man and God has been severed. Okay, what I would like to do, I would like to read some verses, and then I want to give you some references. So have your pen and pencil and paper ready, because I would like you to write some references down. Study this thing out thoroughly, and give me a call and see what you think. I didn't give you the question yet. When I first started reading here, it says, "In his fallen state, man no longer bears the image of God as he did in creation." It says, "Man's spirit died." The question is that true or false? Is that true or false? Man's spirit died. I'm not going to give you the answer to that, but I would like, at least not today, hopefully tomorrow we'll have the answer. I would like for you to set it out, and please get back to me. Is it true or false that man's spirit died? Genesis 2:17, it says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Genesis 3:3. And this is Genesis 3:3 is where Eve is talking to the devil, and she adds to what God just said there in Genesis 2:17. It says, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. Now, God did not say that they could not touch it. God just said that they should not eat of it. Genesis 3:4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Of course, now the serpent, or Satan, comes back to the woman, and he directly contradicts God and says, you shall not die. And, of course, we know that's false because we are dying people. We have been dying people ever since that day. And many thousands and millions of people have died since that day. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs 20:27. And the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the body. And now I'm just going to give you a list of verses, and hopefully you can write them down fast enough. Ecclesiastes 3:21. Zechariah 12:1. 1 Corinthians 2:11. Daniel 7:15. Romans 8:10. Romans 8:13. Romans 8:23, 1 Corinthians 5:3, 1 Corinthians 6:20, 1 Corinthians 7:34, 1 Corinthians 12:13, Ephesians 4:4, James 2:26. Now, I'd like to go back and read Ephesians 4:4. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Okay, what I would like you to do now is study those verses and maybe even study the context of those verses and find out what are these verses saying. And then I really would love to hear from some of you and let me know what you think. Please don't wait till late tonight to call me, because I usually like to get the message on the day before so that it's there early in the morning when you call. So the sooner you can call me, the better. But God bless you, and have a great and wonderful day.